Hello, and welcome to Gamecast, a podcast about gaming created by us, students in David Morgan's first year writing class at Emory University. Read, write, play. Some have claimed that video games are becoming the greatest storytelling medium of our age. So we will explore the impact of this developing medium on our society. Each week for the rest of the semester, a pair of students will play a game and discuss it using terms and ideas from Ian Bogost's Doing Things with Video Games. We hope that we can investigate and describe a wide variety of innovative methods of expressive representation. You can find us on the web at bit.ly/RWPGamecast.
I'm Justin, and I'm here with my buddy Ross to talk about the newest installation of one of the most famous racing games in history, Mario Kart 8.
So in this podcast, we're also going to discuss the kids chapter from Ian Bogost's book, How to Do Things with Video Games, and how it relates to Mario Kart 8. So Justin, what exactly is Mario Kart 8?
Well, Ross, basically, Mario Kart is a simple multiplayer racing game with a sprinkle of surprises.
Alright, that seems like a bit of an oversimplification. There are a bunch of racetracks that all have certain themes, and every race has three laps. For example, one of the racetracks is called Rainbow Road, and the race takes place on a rainbow. Or maybe you want to play DK Jungle, where you race throughout the jungle and the mountains.
Obviously, the first player to cross the finish line after the third lap wins the race, but not a lot of things can get in the way of you winning. During a race, you can drive through what's called a question box, which gives you a random item.
Now, the item you get from that question box can range from a banana peel that you drop so the other racers slip on it, or it can be a red shell, which is like a lock-on missile to the person in front of you. All in all, there are 22 different possible items in the game, so it creates a lot of variance.
One really cool thing about the game is that if you fall off the track somehow, a little turtle guy flies you on a cloud, picks you right back up, and sets you down back on the track.
And there are a lot of cool ways you can customize a race. You can pick your character, you can customize your cart by choosing between various cars and motorcycles, and then you can also pick different types of wheels that you want on your car.
There are tons of customizations you can choose from, and personally, that's one of my favorite parts of the game.
Exactly, and then once you have the car you want, next you choose the racetrack. And then once you got that all set up, you just start the race.
Alright, now that you're familiar with what Mario Kart actually is, it's time to test this game out with our friends Carmen and Brian.
Alright, we're here with Brian and Carmen, and we're about to play some Mario Kart.
Multiplayer.
First race,
yeah.
So we're just gonna have them play one race, and right now they're picking their characters.
Mario and Donkey Kong.
I don't know which car I want.
Yeah, so one of the things you get to do, Carmen, is you can pick your cart, and then your wheels, and then you can pick like a kite so you can fly at some points in the race too.
That's funny, it's not like the old Mario Kart.
That's true.
Is that a castle?
Alright, here we are at a race at Mario Circuit. Carmen, why do you pick Mario Circuit?
Because it's really pretty, it's visually appealing. There's castles.
Do you think it's gonna be an easy race?
Easier than the other ones. I'm already beating you.
Not for long.
Alright, so why do you guys keep playing Mario Kart throughout the years?
Because it's really fun.
It reminds me of my childhood.
Did you play this game when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did, but on the GameCube.
On GameCube, okay. So it's kind of weird seeing this like new format, like the graphics and stuff definitely changed, right?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
And there's a lot of different things you can do, like the...
Totally.
Like the parachute.
Yeah, like flying through some of the map is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Brian, is it a kid's game?
I mean, it is, but I feel like it applies to all ages. Like, even if you're a college kid, you can still have fun playing it.
Yeah, how do you think it achieves such, like, a... wide fan base in terms of like age?
Well, I think a lot of people grew up playing it and they still have fun playing it to this day, but then it also applies to the younger audiences because it's so simple and easy to pick up.
I agree. I think that definitely has to do with the nostalgia too.
For sure.
So Carm, would you consider yourself a gamer?
Not at all. I don't play any video games.
So then why Mario Kart? Why do you play Mario Kart?
Like I said earlier, I mean, I used to play it as a kid, and I also just, like, it's fun and easy. It's not, it doesn't take too much effort.
And you can keep playing, right? Like, every race, you want to play another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, like, keep trying to beat your friends.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian's in first.
Obviously.
Armin not doing as well in 11.
I believe you, though. You can make this.
Well, like, the best thing about Mario Kart is that, like, in a second, you can just go to first. Like, if you get, like, a good weapon, like, if you get a bullet, which literally just, you can sit back and not do anything, and it'll drive for you. It's like...
It's so nice.
I don't know if I like this.
All right, we're on the final lap.
You got this, Carmen. You need to make the comeback of the century.
Yeah,
right,
Carmen.
I'm trying.
You're in 12.
I'm really...
Oh, yeah. That's how you do it. You got this, though. Mengard.
Mengard. Come on.
So,
Mine's already done.
What about Mario Kart do you guys think makes it a good party game?
Well, you can play with, like, 4 people on the same couch. Not too many games are like that these days. It's also really easy to pick up, and...
You got the bullet.
It's, like, a pretty inviting game. Like, I feel like everyone can find some... like, interest in one of the characters and can relate to one of the characters in some way.
Yeah.
It's
so
just
what,
like,
who's your favorite character?
Totally DK, you know.
DK? Alright.
Donkey Kong?
It's a classic
for obvious reasons.
I used to like Princess Peach. But now
she's
I'm more
basic.
Of a Mario.
Do you think the fact that there are, like, female characters makes it more appealing to girls at all?
Definitely. Because, like, when I was a kid, I used to always play as Princess Peach. Always.
All right. Thank you guys for playing.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
So, Ross, what exactly is kitsch?
According to Bogos, kitsch is an art you can understand filled with tropes of nostalgia and idealism. And there's definitely a sense of nostalgia while playing Mario Kart, and that's partly why it has such a broad fan base. You have the people who are still playing at older ages, like you and I, and then you have the younger generation. My brother and I even use the game from time to time as a way to hang out, like we did when we were little kids.
Yeah, the fact that you guys still play together just shows the sense of nostalgia that some players have too. There's also a feel of idealism, like Bogus mentioned. It's impossible to die in this game. If you fall off the track, a friendly turtle comes to rescue you. The game is also full of bright colors with rainbows everywhere and happy music throughout, like this.
You can see how the music creates a kind of euphoric environment.
So another thing Bogus says about kitsch is that it's an art for the masses.
Mario Kart is an art for the masses, and I think that's best represented by the diverse fanbase. Mario Kart has people young and old, and male and female who play, which is something particularly difficult to achieve in the male-dominated gaming world. Part of what makes it female-friendly are the female characters you can choose, like Peach and Daisy.
For sure. I think part of the reason it's able to attract fans is because it helps with social interaction. The game requires little skill, so you can actually play with just one button if you choose. That way, it becomes less about the game itself and more about the people you're playing with. Sometimes people play this game at parties. I'm pretty sure there are even drinking games behind it.
Exactly, and that perfectly leads into what I was about to bring up. Bogo says that kitsch games have to draw on borrowed conventions, and Mario Kart does that with such a basic gameplay. I think because it is so easy to pick up, it does a good job of retaining fans who don't consider themselves gamers, like we saw with Carmen.
Yeah, and I think that overall cuteness of the game makes it kitsch. Characters like Baby Mario, for example, are just cute by design, not to mention all the bright colors in the game.
Definitely, that's even slightly touched on in the chapter. Orsonal Games, which is a gaming company, Boga says are typically kitsch, and he also says that they are, quote, riddled with cute critters and smaltzy music.
So not only is the music kitschy, but even the sound effects are too. Like, when you lose a race, your characters cry, and when you hit someone with your item, your character celebrates with a fist bump and a shout.
Yeah, so it seems like the mix of immortality, music, and bright colors just create some sort of perfect happy world. I mean, you can even see that based on where the races take place. You can literally race on a rainbow and fly across mountains.
That reminds me of one of the things Bogus said about Orsinal games. He said that they depict idealized versions of locations and situations that probably never even existed, but the players can enjoy occupying as if they had.
Definitely. So before we end, why don't we try to give our listeners a bit of a summary?
Let's do it. I think that Mario Kart 8 has such a diverse fan base and is used as a party game because of its kitsch characteristics. It's easy to play, it's cute, contains bright colors and catchy music while maintaining an element of nostalgia that keeps older players attracted.
Alright, I think that's all we got. Justin, anything else you gotta say?
Nope, I think that's about it.